Hello, Fiona Ritchie here. Very glad you've joined me as we head down under this week for the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud. It's the Maori name for New Zealand. Also the name of the album from Rua, whose live performance there was recorded at the Harbour Lights Theatre, Lyttelton, New Zealand, the port of Christchurch, the gateway to New Zealand's South Island. And that music serves as our gateway into Celtic roots down under. We'll hear from musicians who have emigrated there, like Jimmy Young, the piper with Rua, and Eric Bogle, and from Aussie and Kiwi bands who contribute a Celtic quality to material that is very much from their Antipodean homelands. And we'll include a couple of players, like Shugle Nifty's Luke Plum from Tasmania, who have made the journey to the Northern Hemisphere to make fine music here. Australian Steve Cooney is one such artist, a multi-instrumentalist, who pioneered the Aboriginal didgeridoo and Celtic music. He makes his home in Ireland. We're going to hear him with accordion player Seamus Begley. First, we're with Colcannon from Adelaide, South Australia, with two native Aussies and two migrants from the UK. They sing Australian songs with a Celtic feel to it all, and here they are with Freedom Calling.
If you hear a voice call out your name, sing you can stop yourself from falling. If he strikes you in his fear and his shame, you can lead him to his ruin. If your dreams, they wake you in the night, and your heart, it is a pounding. And if you cry out as you wake in your fright, and the wind, it is a howling. Maybe it's time to find another place where nobody even knows your face. There is no need to be afraid, for it's only freedom calling. Tears begin to overflow as you work against the undertow. There is no need to be afraid, for it's only freedom calling. If you die and you're all alone, and your hands, they are shaking, cures and walking anymore, and the blood bank's close to breaking. Suddenly you're on an open unknown road, passing all the heavy long white loads. It is time to make your great escape, and you can hear your freedom calling. To the sea of love, but my knees, they are quaking. I can see myself high up above, and there's no time left for faking. I no longer need to understand what it is to truly be a man. Only when I suddenly you're on an open unknown.
single life. Good day. Should I be tight to one?
Jackie Tarr is an old broadside ballad, also the name of that band singing Poor Man's Labour. Jackie Tarr, a group of Kiwi, Irish and Scottish musicians based in New Zealand's capital city, Wellington, right in the centre of New Zealand, at the southern end of the North Island there. And having found our way to this scenic spot, we're going to stay there for some more music from New Zealand's cultural hub. Wellington was the main filming and production location for the Lord of the Rings trilogy, shot there between October 1999 and December 2000, which gives you an idea of the drama of the landscape there. And you might wonder how many of these musicians got jobs as extras. Again, they are a mixture of artists who have come to Wellington from the British Isles and Ireland, mingling with native-born Kiwis. I have three bands for you: Live Bait, Cranog and Banshee Reel. Live Bait first with Bring It Down.
I woke up this morning and I knew that I was free. Oh, bring it down. In my my mind, I walked out, pulled the peaches from the tree. Oh, bring it down. The garden of the mind, more fertile than reality. A wonderland without an ivy wall. And gravity does not exist at all. Oh, bring it down. Light shone through a narrow window on my big mistake. Oh, bring it down. I'd come between a hungry man and his dinner plate. Oh, bring it down. A man without a shady tree is trapped beneath the sun, working hard while others take their rest. And I just wanted one shot at the best. Ooh, bring it down. Rising from a feather bed when the day has long been up. Oh, bring it down. A long way from the single blanket and the metal cup. Oh, bring it down. Where the angle of the sun can turn the sinner into saint and paint a different picture of the road and halos on those who freedom sold. Oh, bring it down.
Thank you. night is calling, the night is voices singing, and they will take your soul from me. Tell me if you hear the voices, but do not be afraid. In this night I'll watch over you. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye, aye. Hush now, I hear them calling. Can hear them singing the old song. Strange lament, it's for the dying. Sadly, I feel you slipping. My eyes are weeping. I kiss you and whisper to you love goodbye.
She Reel with Lament 2, co-written by fiddler Gavin Duncan, a one-time resident of New Zealand who helped source some of this week's music. Thanks. All the bands you just heard, Live Bait, Cranach and Banshee Reel from Wellington, capital city of New Zealand, and we have more from New Zealand band Jackie Tarr, also music from adopted Australian Eric Bogle, so stay with me. And remember, there are more details to be found listing the song and tune names, artists and recordings at our website, where we'll be posting this programme playlist within a few days' time. Connect with us at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Settlers from Asia are the dominant demographic these days, but Australia and New Zealand have long been, and still are, very much on the map for emigration from the British Isles and Ireland, going back to days of convict transportation in the 19th century, to the days of the £10 palms in the 1960s, when passage and a job were available to UK residents for £10 a go, provided they stayed for a minimum of 3 years. The acoustic music scene down under has its own feel and flavour as a result, and Celtic music thrives there. Hear Eric Bogle's story of leaving Scotland for Australia in the 1960s. And first, here's a duo from Perth in Western Australia, combining flute and concertina in the Irish traditional style, Dougal Adams and Ormond Waters with three jigs, Kayach and Arrogate, Whelan's Frolics and Pay the Reckoning.
Nancy will do a song I wrote for her when I left Scotland. I was what's known in the business, I believe, as a 10 quid tourist, and which meant that I paid £10 to come to Australia. And that meant, of course, I had to come the cheapest way possible. And I got the train from Edinburgh, which was near where I lived, down to Southampton, and I got the boat from Southampton to Sydney, and a fucker friendship from Sydney to Canberra. Now, Nancy said she wanted to come down to Southampton to see me off on the ship, you know, come down to the dockside and throw streamers and sing, "Will You Know Come Back Again," and all this sort of stuff. I hate goodbyes. And I said, no. I said, well, say goodbye in the house. She said, no. So like all families, we compromised. And I said, well, you can come through to the railway station and say goodbye there. But you can only come if you promise not to make a big deal about the whole thing and cry and things like that. Because I think I was scared if she sort of broke down, I wouldn't go. Because I didn't know if I was doing the right thing. You never do when you migrate. And so she said, okay, son, promise you, I won't let you down in front of strangers. See, sons have a great fear of their mother letting them down in front of strangers. Doesn't matter what age you are. So she came through to the station, and I was standing actually inside the carriage, leaning out the window, and Nancy was standing on the platform, holding my hand. And we're just talking small talk, you know, anything, except the fact that I was going to Australia. She was saying, you like your eggs this morning, son? I said, oh, they're fine, man. Weren't they too hard-boiled? Were they? No, Mum, they were fine, honest. God help me, honestly, we were talking about eggs. And I was going to the other end of the world. Anyway, eventually, the whistle blew. And the train started moving slowly out of the station. And in sort of true Hollywood fashion, Nancy walked along the platform, holding my hand as long as she could before she had to let go as the train picked up speed. And she thought then she was quite safe from any abuse I could give her. And she burst out crying, but that was the first time she shed any tears, and I really appreciated the effort she'd made. And bigamy, wasn't it? Aye. And I felt pretty rotten going down in the train to Southampton. It was a long, long journey, 12 hours I think it was. And I thought then of all the things I should have said in the platform, but just didn't have the courage or whatever to say. And as usual, I tend to say things in my songs that I haven't got the courage to say to people in their faces. So I wrote a song called Leaving Nancy.
In comes a train, the whole platform shakes. It stops with a shudder and a screaming of brakes. The parting has come, and my weary soul aches. I'm leaving my Nancy, but you stand there beside me, determinedly gay, and you talk of the weather and events of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue doesn't say. Goodbye, my Nancy. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. But my suitcase is lifted and stowed on the train. A thousand regrets whirl around in my brain, and the ache in my heart is a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy. You stand there beside me, lovely to see, but the grip of your hand is an unspoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy. And come a little closer. Lay your head upon my shoulder and let me hold you one more time before the whistle blows. But our time has run out, the whistle has blown, so here I must leave you standing alone. We had so little time, and now the time's gone. Goodbye, my Nancy, oh. And as the train starts gently to roll, and as I lean out to wave and to call, I see the first tears trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nuncio, and come a little closer, lay your head upon my shoulder, and let me hold you one more time before blows. And let me hold you one last time before the whistle blows.
Thank you very much.
Billy Connolly, the Scots comedian, married to Pamela Stevenson, a New Zealander, and he sang the Maori love song Pokari Kariana. It first became popular in New Zealand during World War I when it was sung by drafted Maori soldiers, and it's travelled the world since then, sung by Kiri Te Kanawa, among others. And we heard from Billy's fellow Scot, a long-time resident of Australia, Eric Bogle. With Pokari Kariana, I think we should stay in New Zealand for the next little bit. We're going to tune in to another duo, Neumagen and Sanders, on guitar and flute with a Lakota lament. And then just to prove my hunch that there's a touch of the whimsical about this collection of musicians from Down Under, there's an Ivor Cutler poem ahead from Jackie Tarr.
Thank you. I love mice. Mice are my brothers. Mice never bother me, sitting at my tea. I give them half of what I'm eating. Rats are a different kettle of fish, faces ain't so friendly. When they eat you in the night, you do not want to know. And they smell very, very strange.
Thank you.
Scots band Shugle Nifty features Tasmanian native Luke Plum, and he plays mandolin and brings some great new compositions to the band. That was one of his, Carboni's Farewell. Still to come, more from New Zealand's Jackie Tarr. Seven new bands and duos on the Thistle and Shamrock this week. Our programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts and take some time to discover the variety of resources and archives on our website. Just head for thistleradio.com. And remember that a set of recent programme playlists is always available by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, Roots Down Under, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Here we go again with music from Wellington, New Zealand, the world's most southern capital city, and a group of Kiwi, Irish and Scottish musicians, Jackie Tarr. And Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities. On the web at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR Music.